When life feels heavy, lost or unclear, the Quran whispers, Allah is near. The Quran whispers, Allah is near. Quranic juice, Quranic juice.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Marhaba and welcome once again to this beautiful series, Quranic Jewels, in which beautiful discussions of the blessed Quran is being learnt and taught. And inshallah, we have a very interesting and beautiful topic for today, inshallah. But before we dive into the topic for today, let us dive into the world of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the blessings of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, let us first dive ourselves in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of the blessed qasida Burda Sharif.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Muhammadun sayyidul qawnayn wa thaqalayn. Muhammadun sayyidul qawnayn wa thaqalayn. Wal fariqayn min urbin wa min ajami. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Huwa al-habib walladhi turja shafatuhu. Huwa al-habib walladhi turja shafatuhu. Likulli hawlin min al-ahwali muhtakim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, we should make it our habit, inshallah, to as much praise the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the form of na'at, in the form of qasida, in the form of salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said very beautifully in a summary of hadith mubarakah, that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one that have recited durood in maximum numbers, inshallah azza wa jal. So we should try, you know, on the day of judgment, the day of reckoning, the day of horrors and terrors, the day when every man will be for himself, the day of difficulty, who better to be with than the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, you want peace, you want happiness, you want joy, you want barakah, you know, blessings in your health, blessings in your house, blessings in your risk, in your wealth. Adopt this habit by sending salawat in abundance upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will see loads and loads of blessings and barakah, inshallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As I've mentioned, a beautiful topic of discussion for today, the first murderer and the first murdered. Jihad, dear viewers, subhanallah rabbil alamin. Remember that this is the first murder ever to take place. Allahu Akbar. And the first crime. And who did this occur? Let us dive into that, inshallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned, inshallah azza wa jal, and enrich ourselves with the beautiful history of Islam and the creation and that of the best Quran. The first person who committed murder in the earth was Qabil. And who was Qabil? He was one of the sons of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the first that was murdered, the person that Qabil murdered, was Habil, who was also the son of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned that at that time, in those days, Mahawa radiallahu ta'ala anha used to give birth to twins. And that was the system of progeny of Adam alayhi salam and the growing of mankind, that Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha used to give birth to twins. And how it worked was that the daughter or the son of the first pregnancy would get married to the daughter of the son of the second. So at that time, Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he wished and he desired to marry Qabil to his daughter Louisa. Who was Louisa? She was the sister of Habil. So they both were twins. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam wished to marry Qabil to Louisa, who was the sister of Habil. And Qabil, he never wanted this. He never wanted this. He wanted to actually marry his own sister, Aqlima, who was more beautiful. So the beauty caught his sight and he refused and he didn't like this decision of getting married to Louisa. So Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, again, timelessly, he tried to explain to Qabil that, you know, this is not allowed and, you know, this is not part of our usul, etc. But he never listened. He never adhered to the wish of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it came to the extent that Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said to both his sons, Habil and Qabil, that go and make a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever sacrifice is accepted, then he can marry Aqlima. So Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam suggested to them that they should make a sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever sacrifice accepted, he may marry Aqlima. So Habil got a goat, and Qabil got some wheat, and they both placed it onto mountain. On the right hand side was the goat of Habil, and on the left hand side was the little grains of wheat of Qabil. And at that time, knowing how your du'as are being accepted, fire would gulf upon the item or whatever was offered. So they both placed the items onto the ground, and the fire came and gulfed upon the goat of Habil. So it's acceptance. He is to marry Aqlima, the sister of Qabil. And this really, it really angered Qabil. He never liked this decision. He refused to accept this decision. And he says to his brother, Qabil threatens his brother, that, oh Habil, I will kill you. Habil said to Qabil that acceptance of sacrifice is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he accepts the sacrifice of the pious people. If you had been pious, then your sacrifice would have been accepted. Furthermore, Habil also said to Qabil that if you raise your hand to kill me, I will not raise my hand to kill you, because I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. But because of nafs, and you see the power of nafs and desires, because of that power of nafs and desires and selfishness, Qabil still never listened. He never cared. So he killed his brother Habil. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brother killing brothers. And this, in fact, was the first murder ever to be committed on earth that was done by Qabil and by Habil. Dear viewers of Madri channel, firstly we see the greed for nafs, for fulfilling one's desires, what extent a person can go through, that he wouldn't care the person that is attacking or the person that is killing, who he is or what he is in relation, that we have heard that two brothers went into a quarrel and one brother killed the other. Why? Because of nafs, because of my desires. That because of you, if I cannot get what I want, then you are a goner. And we see in the world of today how things are. You know, for power, for name, for fame, for our bank balances, what extents people go through, Allahu Akbar. And they will even take their brothers or their sisters to court, or they will even frame them just to get that power, you know, that enjoyment of power and that of wealth. Allahu Akbar. At the time of murder, Habil was 20 years old, and this incident took place in Makkatul Mukarramah near the mountain of Thawr or in the valley of the mountain of Hira. Some of the viewpoints that it took place in Basra near the Masjid-e-Azam on Tuesday. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It has been reported that when Habil was killed, an earthquake kept on jolting the earth. Yes, dear viewers, when this crime took place, earthquakes kept on taking place and jolting the earth for 7 days. Every creature plunged in turmoil. Qabil, who had fair complexion. Qabil was very handsome, dear viewers. He was very fair. He was very handsome. He had lots of beauty. But because of this crime of the killing of his brother Habil, he became black and very ugly. Allahu Akbar. This incident intensively, really, it grieves Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He grieves so much over his son Habil that he did not smile for 100 years. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imagine how much of pain Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had been through. How hurt he was of this action. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam dismissed Qabil from his court out of extreme anger and invoked curse upon him. The accursed Qabil then carried Aklima, the sister, his own sister, carried Aklima with him and went to Yemen and settled there. He settled in the land of Aden. Givers of Mother Channel, we can see how, what a big loss this was. What a huge event was this to occur. Imagine being the first human beings and all of this is occurring. Then the nature of human beings of selfishness, of not following rules and orders, not following regulation, disobedient of parents, it all came into play. And when this action of murder took place, how saddened Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was, that for 100 years, he never smiled. Imagine a human being that doesn't smile. Allahu Akbar. How much of hurt this must have caused to the heart of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam dismissed Qabil from his court out of extreme anger and invoked curse unto him. Allah, imagine banishing your own son and then cursing your own son. Allahu Akbar. None of us wish to get cursed, especially from our parents. That's very deadly for a human being, TVs of Madri Channel. The cursed Qabil then carried Aklima with him and went to Yemen, settled in the land of Aden. Then after some time, Waswas Iblis, you know, that is the job of Iblis, to mislead, to misguide. And that is in fact the promise that he made to Allah Azza wa Jal of the progeny and the Aal of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And you see, it all starts from the beginning of man. Iblis approached him and tempted him and told him and made his mind in this way that, oh, Qabil, do you know why your brother's sacrifice was accepted? Because he used to worship fire. He used to worship fire, but that was not how Habil was. He was a pious person. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the fear of Allah azza wa jalla in his heart. But Shaitan came and changed the mindset, changed the mind. He did individual effort with Qabil. And then he said to him, or he suggested to him, that therefore, why don't you erect a temple of fire and worship it? And Qabil fell prey to this vice or this tactic of Iblis. And the first person, Allahu Akbar, the first person to worship the fire, and is also the first one to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. He was also the first one to commit murder, and he is the first criminal and will be thrown into hell. So many crimes for one person, the first of crimes to be committed by this one person, that he is deserving of hell. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned in the blessed hadith in Mubarakah, and the summary of which is that all crimes and murders that will take place on the face of earth, all that will be in the account of Qabil. Because he was the first one to create murder. He was the first one on the face of earth to worship fire, to worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the first one that gave an example of shaitan and how he shows us his treachery and how he deceives us and misguides us. And you know, the amazing thing of how Qabil died was that he had a son. Just to views, he also had a son. And his son was blind. The son of Qabil was blind. And how was his mood? How was his death? His death was such that one day his blind son threw a stone, and the cause of that stone killed Qabil. Imagine dying from your own son. And that too, he was blind. So he didn't know that my father is walking or he's going. But a small child, your own son, takes your life. And we see how it works. First, he took the son of his father. And now, in this case, the son takes the life of his father, and that too unintentionally. Because he was blind, he merely knew that my father was walking, as I mentioned. But this was the state of how Qabil left this dunya and died. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we understand from this and we see the amount of bad deeds that sift out from the beginning of creation itself. Murder, disobedience of parents, disobeying a Nabi, disobeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nafs reacting at his first sight, the desires, what extents people can go through to fulfill their desires. And these are all lessons for us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is for us to learn, contemplate. Because we know that Qabil had become such that he became deserving of hell all because of his actions and his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask ourselves these questions. How much of obedience and how much of disobedience are we involved in? How do we better ourselves? Because lastly, we want is to be thrown into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Even just by speaking of hell, a person, he desires within that I don't want to be amongst them. I don't want to be in hell. You know, one of the ways I give you a trick. In fact, I give you a smart strategy that was given to the Ummah by Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami. Allah give him long life and good health. A beautiful gift of pious deeds. 72 questions for a person to ask himself on a daily basis. You find it. Go to the nearest center of Dawud Islami and approach the responsibles and ask them about pious deeds. The 72 questions. You read it. You answer it. Yeah, maybe at the beginning you'll become lazy. Maybe at the beginning you'll deceive yourself to say, yes, I did, or yes, no, I did not. But it's not actually like that. But eventually, you will definitely see the change, because imagine looking at it or keep it with you all the time. And then you just open and look. Today, do you perform all salah with jama'ah? Do you respect your parents? Do you make dua for them? Did you obey the traffic laws? Do you recite Quran Pak? Do you recite blessed Quran with translation and beautiful, mashallah, translations, especially in the English language, done by His Eminence Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, high and lofty place in Jannah, Kanzul Iman, as well as Muftahul Ihsan, the commentary of Quran. Take that, read it. Enlighten yourself, enlighten your soul, and enrich it with the glorious Quran. So get it. And you will see the change of your life. The pious deeds booklets, the smart strategizing way of becoming pious, of a believer to become pious. The views of Madani Channel. Let us indulge now our hearts into listening to beautiful kalam in the praise of the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we'll catch you in a few minutes. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Milaj pala dil lagiya mere to duha. ہم پرے رہنے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہنے میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہنے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہنے
خیال یار وچ میں مست رہدا دن راتی خیال یار وچ میں مست رہدا دن راتی میرے دل وچ سجن بسدا میرے دل وچ سجن بسدا میرے دیتے ٹھرے رہندے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہندے
کدے وی لوڑ نہیں پیندی مینوں در درد جاون دی کدے وی لوڑ نہیں پیندی مینوں در درد جاون دی میں لج پالا دا منگتا ہاں میں لج پالا دا منگتا ہاں میرے پلے پرے رہندے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہندے
منگیا کرو سنگیوں کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے دعا منگیا کرو سنگیوں کتے مرشد نہ رس جاوے چنا دے پیر رس جاندے چنا دے پیر رس جاندے او جوں دے وی مرے رہندے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہندے
نیازی میں غم کادا میری نسبت الاسانی نیازی میں غم کادا میری نسبت الاسانی کسے دے رہن جو بڑھ کے کسے دے رہن جو بڑھ کے قسم رب دی کھرے رہندے
میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہندے میں لج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہندے میری آساں امیدہ دے صدا بوٹے ہرے رہندے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم may Allah عز و جل grant you and I the great honor of sitting in front of the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and us ourselves praising the beloved Nabi of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So back into the topic, dear viewers of Madari channel, the first murder and the first murder. After the 5 years, 5 years after the demise of Habil, Sayyiduna Sheeth alayhi salam was born. And at that time, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was 130 years old. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam named his intelligent son as Sheath. This word belongs to Suryani language. That means the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam taught all the 50 holy scriptures to his son Sheath alayhi salam that had been revealed to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He alayhi salam appointed Sayyidina Sheath alayhi salam as his administrator and his successor. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam supplicated for prosperity of his progeny. And our holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is among the progeny of Sayyidina Sheath ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. There is a mothering channel. In fact, this was really interesting because we know of the name of Sayyidina Sheath ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. But did we really know that he is the son of Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam? His maqam and his rank and his stature, subhanallah azza wa jal. The successor of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And also that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is from the blessed progeny of Sayyidina Sheath ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, dear viewers of Madhi channel, we've heard of the incident that took place between Qabil and Habil, Louisa, Akrima, and the advice of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then obviously at the end the murder took place. But a question may arise to the mind as to where was Habil buried? Oh, at that time, although that era, how did people be buried? Because I mean the first human being still learning, still understanding, how did they know what to do when the death occurred? Subhanallah. When Qabil killed Habil, Qabil was worried now. Because he committed the murder, he was worried, he was stressed, because now he didn't know what to do with the corpse, with the body of Habil. And then Qabil kept on wandering around with the corpse of Habil, and he didn't know what to do. Allahu Akbar. And this occurred for many days, this incident of him not knowing what to do. His brother's body was with him. So, subhanallah, the great way, the plan, the wisdom, the hikmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Qabil then swore that there were two birds that were quarreling. Imagine two birds were quarreling, and one bird killed the other. And after killing the other bird, the bird dug a hole into the ground and placed the bird into the ground. And via this, Qabil understood, that's how people should be buried. And then it became known that he dug the ground as well and he laid his brother into the ground. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. You see, we learn now lots of secrets. This is the beauty of Quran, subhanallah, of understanding it. That now we also learn that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his beautiful and vast and miraculous creation, you know, uses one to teach the other, or one to understand how the world or how the life cycle evolves. That Qabil, he understood and he learned via just two birds. I mean, who would have thought that as we human beings bury people today, who would have thought that it would have been learned from two birds? And that to the same example of fighting and quarreling. Allahu Akbar. And these beautiful facts. That's why it's so important, you know, to seek ilm-e-deen, to learn the knowledge of Islam, to enrich yourself with the basic fundamentals. In fact, you know, you have spare time. I give you an advice that get the book from Maktabatul Madina, Department of Dawud Islami. I advise you, inshallah, get the book, Quranic Wonders, from Maktabatul Madina. Read this book. Lots of secrets unveiling. Also, the stories of the Prophet alayhi wasalam. Beautiful books done by and published by Maktabatul Madina with lots of knowledge, lots of things that we didn't know. You know, us human beings of today, we are too satisfied with what we have and what we know. If we feel that we know from A to B, and that's sufficient. And we understand also and we see, you know, this is the beauty of knowledge, Islamic knowledge. You know, if we really connect ourselves with deen and Islamic knowledge, we will save ourselves from so much of problems, so much of issues. You know, disrespect of parents and, you know, quarreling with spouses and divorce cases and, you know, social issues and all these funny issues that go on in society, especially amongst the youth and the youngsters. One of the major issues to this is, or the causes of these things, is that we went far away from the deen, far away from seeking Islamic knowledge. And I'm sure you have enjoyed the episode of today because, you know, we have indulged ourselves in such historic events, in such important events, and given to us via the glorious Quran. This entire incident that I've mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes mention of this in the glorious Quran. In fact, this entire incident of this murder and this killing that took place, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes mention to it in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So this is the beauty of this Quran, a book that has sent as guidance for you and I, the master of all the heavenly books. We learned so much today. So we see, dear viewers, the beauty of connecting ourselves with this glorious Quran and how much of pointers and how much of stuff we have learned and understood today, subhanAllah. Firstly, the first of creation, the issues and the matters, and the showing of nafs at the beginning of stages of mankind, the showing of desires, you know, what extent people would go through for their own desires. And we see that from the very start, you know, parents are looking nowadays that what is this that we see in our children? It started from the beginning of time. And we see this from the incident and the family of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, how it started. So this is nothing new. But we would have known this if we engrossed ourselves in the blessed Quran, in enriching our lives and our souls with the blessings of ilm deen. So, you know, controlling this nafs is something very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult. You know, it's one of the tools of shaitan. It is one of the things that shaitan uses. You know, as we have reminders or we have softwares, etc., and satellites. So this is also like a satellite of shaitan that he uses to control us, overpower us, make us change our hearts, change our minds, change the state of ourselves, change our words, our kalam. And we even see that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, how much grief he had been through. Imagine his own son being killed by his own son. This is the first murder, the first crime ever to be committed in the history of mankind. Allahu Akbar. We should learn from that. That Adam alayhi salam grieved for 100 years. When we do something and we know that it's going to grieve our parents, is going to grieve my siblings. I mean, how would you feel to hurt your own brother? Huh? To kill your own brother? Do we not think of the consequences that would take place after that? You know, that's the problem of human, that we live for the moment. Yes, live for the moment, but make that moment such a moment that you'll remember for your life and not regret it. You'll enjoy remembering it. How bad is that memory, or how irritating it is for a human being to remember such times of his life that he doesn't want to remember. That has destroyed him, brought him down, broke his izzah. You know, that hurt his family, hurt himself, hurt his spouse. He won't want to remember those thoughts and those times. But the times that brought happiness to him, the times that brought joy to him, everybody wants to remember those times. And it's an honor and a pleasure to always remember it, recap it, speak about it. But the wrong and the sin that we have done, no one wants to speak about it. Why? Because it's a disgraceful act. It's a gunah, gunah-e kabira. That Qabil became deserving of hell. And we see through that, he became the first person to even worship fire. And we see that power, how great shaitan was and how he influences the mankind. Just an idea, just a thought, and also with lies and treachery, that your brother, his sacrifice got accepted because he used to worship fire. But Habil was a very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how he advised his brother that if you kill me, I'm not going to kill you because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, Qabil fell prey to the tricks of shaitan, built a temple, at the first temple of shirk, worship the fire. And imagine being such a person that every crime that is committed on the face of earth, All that is attached to the name of Qabil. Allah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are lessons for us to better our lives, to help us connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become better humans, better people, and to understand the beautiful creation and the lives of the Prophet ﷺ, that their life, they were Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were very close servants and bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even their life was not easy. Learn from this. Engulf it in your heart and bring it into practice. That understand whenever we're going to do a crime, we're going to do something wrong and haram. Understand how it started, that person, the inmate of hell, and the consequences of doing that crime. And inshallah, we see lots of blessings. You know, being thoughtful in the mind, not being neglectful. And until then, inshallah, azawajal, keep watching Madani Channel. Stay good. Be good. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When life feels heavy, lost or unclear, the Quran whispers, Allah is near. The Quran whispers, Allah is near. Quranic juz, Quranic juz.